This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. The Supreme Court today delivered a decision on vaccine mandates to President Biden. ABC senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce reports.
The president says he is disappointed that the Supreme Court has chosen to block common sense life-saving requirements for employees at large businesses. But in a victory for the White House, the court is allowing a vaccine mandate for workers at federally funded healthcare facilities to continue. The president hailing that decision, saying it will save lives and that it is now on states and employers to do the right thing, pointing to United Airlines, which prior to putting in place their own vaccine mandate was seeing an average of one employee dying every week from COVID. The CEO stating, "We've now gone 8 straight weeks with 0 COVID-related deaths among our vaccinated employees."
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Recently resigned and longtime District 3 City Councilman Richard Scorman has spoken out on social media regarding the potential successor ahead of a second special meeting this week to appoint his replacement. This morning, Scorman confirmed that he posted a letter to his area on Nextdoor's app last night recommending that one of 2 of 7 finalists succeed him, Terry Martinez or Toby Garnett. In other news, Governor Polis focused his State of the State address today on health care, education, and affordability of living in Colorado as his priorities for the final year of his term. Polis addressed the state capitol audience today before the General Assembly. Was his 4th in his administration. After a year dominated by COVID-19 and the pandemic and multiple mass shootings as well, which ended with that devastating Marshall fire in Boulder County. The legislative session got underway Wednesday. Yesterday, Democrats currently control both the Senate and the House. Investigators looking into what caused a brush fire on the southeast side of Colorado Springs. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has details.
Crews were called to the 2900 block of Delta Drive last night after the brush fire was reported. After some initial trouble getting to the fire, crews were able to contain and control it. No injuries were reported. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Do you have a Sallie Mae student loan? Listen to this. One of the nation's largest student services agreed today to pay nearly $2 billion to settle claims. It deceived thousands of borrowers. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
While Americans across the country are struggling with student loan debt, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey said Navien, formerly known as Sallie Mae, made it worse by pushing subprime private loans the company knew most could not repay.
Student borrowers already facing financial hardships were simply driven further into debt.
She said Navien also pushed students into forbearance instead of advocating a more affordable repayment plan. Navien agreed to forgive nearly $2 billion in balances owed by 66,000 borrowers nationwide. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Listen to this. Colorado Springs Utilities customers could see their rates go down next month. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has more.
The utility is expected to propose a cut in natural gas and electric rates next week. CSU's chief planning and financial officer says the mild winter has led to lower natural gas prices. The Colorado Springs City Council would have to approve the rate cut before it would take effect. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
And finally, in 1972, Paramount Pictures took a chance on a then-unknown director. The results considered a masterwork in America's cinema, and it's about to turn 50 decades Make that 5 decades old. ABC's entertainment contributor Matt Wolf takes a look at the anniversary plans.
How did things ever get so far?
Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather turns 50 on March 24th. To mark the occasion, there'll be a limited re-release in theaters next month and a 4K HD revamp of The Godfather trilogy, which took 3 years to complete.
It's not personal, son. It's strictly business.
The new restoration will also have plenty of behind-the-scenes interviews, footage, and never-before-seen 8mm film of the cast at the Norton family estate on Staten Island, the filming site of the Corleone compound.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Matt Wolf, ABC News.
Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Sunny skies across southern Colorado. Temperatures trending well above average. We're in the 60s along and east of I-25 overnight tonight, cooling into the 30s and 40s. That is followed up by an increase in cloud cover on Friday. Highs only in the 30s to low 40s. It's going to be blustery and chilly, so expect windy conditions to kick in for the afternoon hours and a few snow showers to develop across the Palmer Divide in the Pikes Peak region between about noon and 4 p.m. Light accumulations on grassy surfaces and very cold as we clear out Friday night. Temperatures in the teens. Looking ahead to the weekend, calm and fair weather skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.